This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stefan Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to another edition of Happy Hour. As always with these, if you are drinking, whatever you're choosing to do so, please do so responsibly. Samantha, what are you sipping on?
I am actually sipping on a soju cocktail that I just made.
Ooh.
It's milky because I added the Korean yogurts or the Asian yogurts. If you ever go to like a legitimate Korean restaurant or anything, they'll usually have like a small probiotic yogurt drink.
Okay.
So I mixed that with some strawberry soju and some ginger ale.
That sounds lovely. Is it refreshing? Yes.
It's very refreshing. What are you drinking?
I am drinking one of the wines my mom got me.
Lovely.
And there's a funny story behind this one. So as always, I don't think we're going to talk about anything sponsored, but nothing we mentioned is currently sponsored. That's not why we're mentioning it.
I would love to be sponsored by some soju people.
Hey, get in touch.
Call me.
Again, probably email or text is better.
What are you talking about?
My mom gives me wines from the local area pretty much every holiday. And this time when I came home, this particular wine I had never had. I've had a lot of them. She was telling me that she got it because she struck up a conversation with a fellow at the bar who was doing a tasting, and they really hit it off. And he was like, "You should get this one." And she kind of jokingly was like, "I should have gotten his number."
Okay, getting spicy.
Which was the first time I've like ever heard her joke about that, like in my whole life.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but she wanted me to let her know if it was any good, and it is quite good.
And she should find this man's number.
It was very funny. I was not expecting it at all. And then she was telling me about some movie she watched that had a bunch of older women dating, and she was like, you know, if I could find a guy like that.
Wait, not The Golden Bachelor?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It was not The Golden Bachelor.
If she watches that, tell her it's all a lie.
That was definitely not her thing. I would be beyond shocked if I found out she was watching.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
It would be interesting. This is true. but anyway, I think this will be a shorter episode. I'm not sure. But it is related to the holidays because the title of this episode I'm calling "The Feminist is Coming to Town." Because we both come from conservative areas, small towns, as we've talked about a lot. And I think it's kind of a joke, like, when I come to town, my mom's friends who are conservative will be like, "Oh, Annie, tell her this or tell her this." Like, they're always kind of like joking and trying to rile me up, which we talked about. That kind of happened to me this last Thanksgiving with one of the guests there who kept directing comments towards me, which were not they weren't like upsetting, but they were kind of rude. So it's just kind of something I've grown used to. But since the book has come out and my family did read it.
Your entire family?
No, like my immediate family. I don't think my little brother did, but my older brother, my mom.
Oh, your older brother read it.
Yeah. And my older brother's fiance. Yes, you understand the importance of this.
There's so much we need to talk about.
Yes. So first, a very brief explanation of why this is kind of a big, interesting deal. My brothers are intense. They're extremely passionate about politics. And many of the biggest fights we've had, even though we're liberal, we're all liberal, is that I am not liberal enough. They get really angry at me. I say this in a way not to incite any anger, but they are very much Bernie bros, like that kind of energy. And they get angry and they scream in your face. And I'm not good at, my whole family is not good with anger. So I don't want to, that's not a good way to handle things. But I've also been known to not be good at handling anger. So I don't want to totally throw them under the bus. They are not listening. But if you are, I understand, I've done it too. But it's not like I avoid it at all cost, even though we're generally on the same side. We just don't do well with it. So they read this book. My brother's fiance is also kind of in his, she's younger than him. She's younger than me. But she's also kind of like in that realm. And it was a very interesting vibe because all of a sudden it became like everything they said they would question me about, and not necessarily in a bad way. Like sometimes it would be like, oh, well, you are the feminist. What do you think about this? Or, oh, I don't understand how you can like this if you are feminist. Like everything was like, and it just kind of became comical in a way. I appreciated it, but I was also annoyed by it because one, this has been my job for a long time. It's not like we talk about our personal lives that much. We don't really have that relationship, but I have been doing this for a pretty long time. Mm-hmm. I generally can tell you what you're up to, but this seemed to be news to them. But also it was just sort of funny because I think this is why we've talked about this so many times, but I think this is why sometimes in me when I was younger, you feel like you're a bad feminist because they'd be like, well, you like this movie. And it didn't come out accusing necessarily. They were just sort of like
perplexed.
Yeah. And I kind of wanted to go into a whole thing about, you know, if I didn't like anything that wasn't perfectly feminist, which I don't think exists, then I'll live in a dark space for the rest of my life, I guess. But it was just, I didn't do that because I knew I was going to get on some soapbox and this is not what I needed. That's not what I needed. I don't think it's what necessarily anybody wanted. But it was just funny because I caught myself then, after all these questions, being like, well, I really like this movie, but, you know, it's got this issue and this issue. Like, you know, always trying to explain, which isn't necessarily bad, but it was just the dynamic totally had shifted from the time before they read that book to the time after they read that book. And I feel like my brother's fiance was trying very hard to be very supportive, which I appreciated, but it also made me nervous because she'd be like, oh, I believe her because she's feminist. And I was like, oh no, wait. Just because, wait.
Don't say that. That's not the word.
Because, you know, like, yes, I feel like we were talking about aliens specifically. And I was like, you know, there's plenty of things I like and I have feminist takes on, but that doesn't mean I don't have like I don't have critiques on it. Or like, it's more that I have takes that are somewhat personal that do have research involved usually. And I do think that there's value to what I was saying in that case. But it's also like, don't go in. I don't need this extra pressure for you to just watch a movie. If you want to watch it, watch it. And I can tell you what thoughts I have about it.
Right.
But like,
I could understand, though, like they're a little bit like a fear of like offending you and or like trying to make sure that they know that you, they want you to know, no, I'm feminist. I'm with you. I'm not that guy. I'm not Ken. I'm not Ken.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
I had an interesting reaction where, so my family completely ignores it. And we don't act like it exists. They will make side jokes every now and again. But essentially, like, because they don't quite... they don't know the depth. They assume that I'm a Satan-worshipping feminist who sacrifices babies. Mm-hmm. But, like, we have gotten to the point of understanding we're not going to talk about it. We're not going to talk about politics. Shh. You talk about your religion because that's your beliefs, and I'm just going to sit here and not say anything. Like,
right.
Shh. But, like, my partner's family, who are all pretty much very liberal, or some of, like, I think his father's, like, more recently so, and, like, so we're all on the same page. So we had someone that was a family member who came in, and he's still very conservative from what I gathered. And everybody was on edge that he was going to say something that was going to offend me or something to me that was going to offend me. So they were all like, oh, God, what's he going to do? And just waiting with bated breath and like going to take up for me immediately. They were going to defend me in every way. It was very sweet. It was very sweet. But they were so like, even my partner was like, what did he say to you? Did he say something? Well, I didn't hear. And then his mom would be like, what did he say to you? Did he say something that offended you? Please tell me. And I'm like, no, I promise. And he was very, very cautious in the conversation because it literally... my partner has been amazing when like us and our book and very proud of our book and telling everybody about it, very proud of what I do. His family is the same way. They're very proud and like tell people about it. So sweet, support me, immediately bought the book. I believe she gifted her sister the book. Like it was very sweet.
Yeah.
So like all of those things, but my book was sitting there and at one point I was asked by this family member, what do you do? And I'm like explaining, okay, here we go. I'm on a podcast. I do women's issues because I like, which is very, I'm sorry, coded, like, but not want to bring in all the questions from this and trying to like just ease it. I'm like, just, you know, like, because saying intersectional feminist will be a conversation in itself. I know it. Because first I'm going to have to explain what that is. So at this point, the holiday, so I'm just leaving it be, you know, I'm like, okay. And then my partner tries to explain a little more, and he's even prouder. He's like, she wrote a book this year. And he was like, whoa, what? Trying to explain that we're not, and there's nothing wrong with this, but that this is actually our job and not just like, we wanted to start a podcast type of thing. So he was like, she wrote a book. And he was like, whoa, really? And he handed it to him. And so the family member looks through it, starts kind of looking through it. And he's like, everybody kind of does his own, do their own thing. But my partner came later to me and was like, did you watch him read the book? And I was like, yep. And he sat there and you could tell he was like mulling it over. He gently closes it and gently puts it down after about 4 minutes. and doesn't pick it back up, and doesn't ask me a question, doesn't say a word. So, of course, I'm also Asian, so they were also scared that he was going to say something racist.
Right.
And he didn't. He... some of the microaggression stuff that will always exist, especially if I go to small town Georgia, that will be, say, comment, you know, that, sure. Mm-hmm. Him trying to tell me, you know, solidarity stories.
Yeah.
Trying to make me feel comfortable, I guess, right. Type of thing. But, like, everything went well, and he's a fantastic person. He actually lives towards where your mom lives. I wonder,
oh, what if it's that guy?
How funny would that be? Because half the conversation there... It was talking about the wineries that he loves and how that we have to come out there to go to the wineries with him.
Oh no.
How funny would that be?
A movie that would be.
Oh my God. Now this is hilarious. I don't think he could handle it because again, he's conservative and
yes,
I think
he's
that's
really liberal, yeah.
Not gonna work. But quite funny in my head.
Yes,
but yeah, this is the family member. So, but yeah, I had that film where his entire family was trying to watch to make sure. Mm-hmm. That I was okay and comfortable, which was so sweet. And also that they didn't need to cover and be like, hey, shh, to him.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of what happened with the thing I mentioned that happened at Thanksgiving. It's a family member of my brother's fiance. And he would just turn to me and he would, like I said, it wasn't anything like, but it'd be like, but I think women like doing the cooking. You know, but he would address it to me and she was very aware and I could tell she was on edge. And like, there was a part of me that feels bad about this, but I was like, I'm used to this. Like, I think a lot of us are used to this.
Right.
And so I didn't really think too much of it. And then afterwards she was so apologetic and she's like, oh my gosh, thank you so much for putting up with him and all this stuff. And I had a moment of like, you know, you just kind of expect that sometimes, but I appreciate it. Like, that's nice. But it was, and she's very, now that she's read the book, which to be clear, I don't know if they, I think there's like two chapters I know they both read. I don't know if they read the whole thing, but I know which at least two chapters they read. But now she is very open about stuff, which is great. But it's kind of funny because I'm like, whoa, our relationship has taken a flip that I was not participating in. Like, aww. You know, when somebody like, it's an interesting thing when you're in a public space.
Right.
And we love hearing from you listeners and we love hearing from people about it. But you don't have like the other side. Like, we don't necessarily know you or your life. And so like, I know her, but it went from like, oh, we know each other to she's telling me like pretty important things, which wasn't bad. It was just it was a very jarring experience for me, not in a bad way, but I think I'm going to have to adjust. If this is what it's going to be, I'm going to have to get used to it.
Becomes a whole different thing.
It was. And this is going to sound kind of strange, but I bet some of you can relate. I grew up really idolizing my older brother, like really looking up to him. I thought he was so smart, like just, and he was too cool to hang out with me, of course. Like he would never want to hang out with me, which kind of made it even more alluring. Like, oh, he's too good for me.
Yeah.
And we had a pretty bad couple years in our relationship and we're sort of recovering from that. But I've never given up on that idea that I always thought he was really smart. And so I guess a part of me assumed on some level, what am I going to teach him? Like, you know, like, not that I've had arguments with him where I've definitely been like, oh, I disagree with you.
Yeah.
But like, it was very strange for me where he kept saying things like, I'm trying to get better. Like, I realize I didn't understand this or I didn't understand that. And a part of it was like, maybe he's just, you know, a little afraid of offending me or something. But a part of it was like, wow, I've always just assumed he knew that stuff.
Right.
It was, I have a lot to think about this.
You learned some things.
I did.
You got to figure out some things.
It was an interesting holiday. It was an interesting holiday. The feminist coming to town. But I would love to hear from listeners if you've had experience like this. Cheers to you.
Cheers.
Samantha. Cheers to all of you who are listening. And yeah, if you would like to contact us, you can email us at stephanieandmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff I Never Told You. We have a Tee Public store. And yes, we do have a book. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production by iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.